In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, now that we have exited the season of Pentecost, we're hearing gospel readings from the gospel according to St. John, or according to St. Matthew. We had been hearing the gospel according to St. John, and now we've started St. Matthew's gospel, and this morning we heard how Jesus called the disciples, Peter and Andrew, James and John, from their fishing to join him in order to become fishers of men, to become his disciples, to become those apostles of great fame that we know them to be. Now, the way that this gospel story is presented to us, there's no explanation given for why Jesus came to these specific men and why, when he called them, just so simply, they came and followed him, right? It says just that he comes and he finds them and he says, "Follow me," and they say, "Okay," and they follow him. This does show their remarkable faith, but there is a greater context which is provided for us in the Gospel according to St. John. St. John records another encounter when Jesus met these men. He explains to us that before this encounter on the lakeside, Jesus had met these men when John the Baptist introduced them to him. So Jesus was near where John the Baptist was preaching, and Peter, Andrew, James, and John were all disciples of John the Baptist, learning from him, trying to grow closer to God through his instruction. And when John the Baptist saw Jesus, he pointed to him and told these men, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And so these men then started to follow Jesus for a time. Now, they were with Jesus and had the wedding at Cana and the miracle that occurred there, as well as the encounter with the Samaritan woman and the healing of the paralytic at the sheep pool. All of this happened during the first phase when these men were with Jesus. But then something happened. John the Baptist was arrested by Herod. And there must have been a persecution, not just of John the Baptist, but of all those who were associated with him, that was sparked by that arrest. Because we learn in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, earlier in the same chapter, earlier in chapter 4, that Jesus, when John the Baptist was arrested, left and went to his home. John Chrysostom explains that at the same time, his disciples were dispersed to their own homes, that there was probably a great deal of fear and anxiety amongst them about what was going on. And even though they had begun to know Jesus and know who he was, they needed a break. And so they all went off to their homes. But now, in today's reading, when Jesus, in his divine wisdom, knew that the time was right, he came back to them and he says, "Come and follow me. It's time to get going again. We've had our break. We've had our rest. We've stepped back as circumstances prompted us to, but now it's time to come back and continue this journey, to continue our spiritual work." It shows the faith of these apostles even more that after having had this experience of fear and of persecution and of hardship that had come about when John the Baptist was arrested, that they were able now to follow Jesus and to face that potential threat again. You know, something similar happened between the disciples and Jesus, actually at the end of his earthly sojourn, his end of his earthly time with them. When he was crucified, the Gospels tell us that they were dispersed, right? Each to his own, each to his own home. That they all fled, that this persecution, this affliction that had come up was not something that they could stay and bear. And so they left. But after his resurrection, Jesus met them. In fact, Jesus met them on the shore of the Sea of Galilee as they were fishing, according to the Gospel of St. John. And he called them back to their spiritual work. He called them back to himself. So we see in all of these accounts how Jesus is so very merciful and patient with us, right? Knowing our infirmity, knowing our weakness. When something happens that is beyond our ability to cope with, to stand in the midst of, when we falter, when we fall back, when we retreat into ourselves, into our own, into our homes, he doesn't just reject us. But instead, he waits in his divine wisdom until the time is right and he comes back to us. And he says, let's get going again. I think this is a good time for all of us to hear this, because in the midst of all the craziness and the difficulty and the hardship that's going on around us, which now has so many different facets and aspects, it might be tempting, and some of us may have actually withdrawn into ourselves, withdrawn from Christ, from engaging with him, because we just can't handle it. However, Christ is coming to us again now, and he is calling us back. Let us respond by engaging with him, by returning to our life of prayer, our daily prayers, returning to our spiritual work of fasting, our studying of his word, returning to trying to obey him by loving him and our neighbor perfectly and selflessly and even at great cost to ourselves. Let us not fall into a despair that becomes a dead end, but rather let us recover by his grace as he calls us to himself. To him be glory, honor, and worship, together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.